Let's talk about energy, personal energy, having the amount of energy that you like in order to do what you want to do. Oftentimes, we can feel so drained. Perhaps our motivation, ourselves, our minds, the way we feel just doesn't seem to get going in the way that we'd like, and we certainly don't want to just pass time away and miss out on rich experiences and being able and blessed with the ability to give, to share, to encourage, to spread joy, love, care, whatever it is that you want to be bringing about and experiencing and sharing to all beings. Well, energy. Do we need more? Well, we want to have the level that suits us. And what we might find out is we actually don't need all that much more. I have a couple sheets of paper with what looks like a lot of scribbling. I jotted down everything that came to mind having to do with positive energy level. Well, let's get to those and make some sense of it. You do want to be getting what you need. Now, this is very basic, but do stay hydrated. Get a good amount of water. Water is primarily what you should be drinking. And when I lay these out, by the way, I'm not setting up rules, and there's really nothing moral about this. It just makes good sense to have what supports you feeling your best and being at your best. So stay hydrated, and you'll probably feel energized having brightly colored foods. So get those vibrant vegetables. The word vibrant is intentional in this case. You want to feel vibrant, and everything is vibration, and certain foods really feed that, literally. Something else you can do, really simple. We all might have learned this in science, physics class. Well, get yourself in motion, especially when you don't feel like it. Because in physics, we learned that an object that's in motion tends to stay in motion. An object that is sedentary tends to stay in that still state. Well, get moving. Give yourself momentum. It'll feel all that much more easy to continue doing the things you want to do and the things that need done. So if you're ever feeling low energy and maybe you are sitting and not wanting to do anything, go ahead and do something. Maybe you need to sweep outside. Well, go ahead and sweep, and you'll probably enjoy just being active. You can also take a walk. You're getting yourself in motion. You also want to be in the sunshine. Don't get too much sun, because that might zap your energy. I think that's due to our body's interpretation of the season and the environment dating back to prehistoric times. Certainly, it would make more sense for primitive people to not overexert themselves in the bright sunshine. So the bright sunlight, being in it too much, well, it can make you feel lazy, make you want to go rest. But you do need sunshine. And remember, your eyes are also a point of absorption, a point of intake. You are getting nutrients through your eyes being in the sun. Well, this leads me to another point. Watch out for those things that can zap your energy. To me, being at the computer can make me feel lethargic and tired and drained or zapped. And I believe one of the reasons is the false light. Well, also being under false lighting, especially fluorescents, which have a flicker rate that's kind of hypnotic in a not so great way. The computer does the same thing. A lot of people feel a bit of an addiction with the computer. You could be on it for a time longer than you need and then still feel compelled to, well, just look at more things. Maybe just check Facebook again or something. And I believe that the eyes are kind of looking to that light source, seeking nutrients, but there are none there. Our body is not taking into account, like, hey, this is not the real thing. This isn't sunshine. What you want is sunshine. The same thing with foods. Our genetic impulses, they may not take into account that a lot of the food that surrounds us now is artificial. Well, there's no purpose to even having much of it, and yet our body will try, thinking, well, this appears to be the process of eating and consuming, digesting, and wait, there's not really nutrients. So get foods that are natural. Just watch out for the way our bodies might be craving. Give it what it really needs, like nutrient-dense food and sunshine and physical activity. So exercise is a great way to have sustained energy. It might seem a little paradoxical because you're exerting energy exercising, but you end up having more, especially when you exercise when you don't really want to. Go ahead and set a goal. It doesn't have to be intensive. But if you're comfortable and with doing intensive exercise and that's what you want to do, that's great too. You can set a goal as to what you want to do and meet that goal. One thing that is really revealed by exercising is that energy comes from within. It comes from source. You can say it comes from God. It comes from your divine connection. There's a great perspective that we can develop by looking within for energy, not looking outward. So when you exercise, it's fine to listen to energetic music, but so helpful for you to realize that the energy is coming from within you. You don't need to look to anything. You don't need to have a visual stimulation. You don't need to look at something that gives you a charge. And if you are experiencing a charge from this or that, from listening, from what you've seen, from thoughts even, because thoughts are external, realize that the energy is actually from within. Even that romantic charge that you can feel with someone or that sensual magnetism, realize that's not something external that you're reaching for. It's actually what's enlivened within you. So it's very empowering to realize that your energy comes from source, from God, from your divine nature. And there's so much that can be said about that. One thing I want to touch upon are what gets called energy vampires or psychic vampires, people who might, whether intentionally or not, want to take your energy from you. Now, this is a phenomenon I perceive. Maybe you'll agree. It can happen where there are people who want to feed off of your energy. Well, one thing I've learned is to not worry about this. There's really no worry. It's unfortunate for the person if that's what they feel they need to do. But ultimately, what you're going to find is that you're all the much stronger. And if you are connected to source, you have unlimited energy. You don't need to worry about, oh, a little bit might have slipped away or been taken away. And if someone is relying on you, well, you can determine whether your involvement with that person is suitable and preferable to you. And if it's not, make adjustments. But what you'll find is that you're all the much more stronger. If you were carrying someone, for example, well, they got an easy ride, but in a short time, you got very strong. Very strong, energetically, emotionally. I'm not saying to seek this out, but I'm also saying you don't need to worry too much about this. Watch out for things, entities, or whomever who are intent upon keeping you in a dense and limited state, which is so much of the world. Now, I want you to rise above this. I had a conversation in a supernatural sense some time ago that was very insightful, and I was receiving this guidance, this encouragement. Really, I was being told that it was unfortunate that for so long I had been at such a low energy level, especially considering my origin. Our origin is the most high. You can think of that vibrationally, energetically, spiritually, in terms of our purpose and our identity, the most high. And here we are experiencing what can appear like limitation. Realize with me now, realize now that we are the divine. We are one with the Most High. That's where we're from, and that's where we will return. And you can start to feel it now. And energy won't be a concern for you. I can tell you, energy will not be a concern. That leads us to another point. Go ahead and get in touch with what this means. Have a sense of purpose. What does it mean for us to have a sense of purpose? Because we can say we want to have more energy or we're tired of feeling tired and so on. Well, what do we want the energy for? Get in touch with our purpose. What it is you care about. What you'd like to take part in and do and communicate and share and experience. Because having that purpose gives energy. Another thing you can do, I mentioned moving around, taking a walk. You can also dance. Dancing feels good. Now, you don't have to do some technical or traditional dance. You can if you want to and if you enjoy that. But you can also just move around in the way that feels good. That's what dancing is. It's doing what feels good. And it can also clear out any blockages that might be within you. And there's other ways to clear blockages as well. There are chakra meditations, which would strengthen, enliven, and clear different areas of our being, having to do with different faculties and parts of ourselves, different areas where stress might have manifested. Well, shake that loose. You can do it in very simple ways, even shaking. I think about it sometimes, what is acceptable is not always that helpful, and what seems weird is very natural. So in an office environment, for example, I rarely see anybody just shake it off. If they're feeling stressed, it would feel so good to shake and to move, and they should breathe and get oxygen. People would think, well, it's so natural to just drink sequential cup after cup of coffee and maybe eat a couple donuts. They might think that's normal, but then they might ask you, what's wrong? What? Hey, why are you acting weird if you're shaking it off, or if you were dancing, for example? Well, give yourself the freedom in this lifetime to do what's right for you. And that's another important point. Don't expend energy worrying about what people think. Have you ever noticed how freeing it feels when you don't care what anyone is thinking about you? And truly, it won't matter anyway. You really need that freedom. Freedom to be you. And I'm glad that all of these random notes I have are kind of coming together. There is a logic and an order because these all contribute. It leads me to another point I had put down, and that's bring all of yourself. Have a holistic sense of self. And we tend to categorize or compartmentalize. We segregate parts of ourself. We leave some at home. We have some for certain interactions. And that's okay, because we are multidimensional in the sense of our personalities. Well, here's an example of an aspect that gets segregated in our culture, and that's our sexuality. That tends to be something that's seen as appropriate for the home, the bedroom, certain type of relationship. And I'm not saying to go do anything in an irresponsible way. I'm not even talking about sex. What you might have noticed, the most successful people, they tend to have a sensuality or sexuality in their presence and in the way they do things. And I'm not saying in an inappropriate way. Many have not known how to use the energies which move through them that are a part of them. They've not known how, and they've maybe gotten involved in inappropriate conduct, and that led to scandals and controversy and troubles. Well, that's not what you want. What you might notice, though, is that the most successful people, they've had a sexual sense of presence. Not even trying to be physically attractive, not trying to have like a sexual attractiveness. It's just being free with all faculties and all energies of yourself, because you're creative and all of you contributes to your creativity. And I've heard it said by my friend Saul that we are on this planet to learn to be responsible creators, being part of God, being children, really, of God. We are learning to do as He does and be responsible creators. Well, just like children, we might have some misplaced effort or some seemingly poor decisions, or decisions that lead to outcomes that are not really serving our best interests or the interests of others. Well, we learn, and I want us to learn quickly to be responsible. And really what you can do is do everything from your heart. Speak from your heart. Think from your heart. Do all things from your heart, which is to say, with the purpose of love. Now, I want to touch upon some other things having to do with energy. Now, there are supplements. With supplements, you want to consider all the effects, and everybody's body is different. A couple that I've tried out would be ginseng and royal jelly. Now, ginseng, to my understanding, it's something that you could integrate into your dietary intake. and over time feel that continual energy. I do enjoy it, but it might not be for everyone. Royal jelly is supposed to be the best of what bees collect, so kind of like having bee pollen, which I've tried as well. I do find royal jelly to be energizing, a natural source of energy. Also, though, reactions seem to resemble allergies, so you might consider whether or not you are comfortable with the effects, because I might feel like sinus swelling. Not much, though. And it probably evens out over time. That can be nutrient dense from what I understand. And I almost forgot about caffeine. How could I forget? A lot of us look to caffeine for feeling energized, and I do as well. I do enjoy having a cup of coffee, and I know if I, in the morning, and if I'm at work late, I do like having maybe a cup of tea or a small cup of coffee. Well, one thing to realize is it's important to stay hydrated, and caffeine, especially coffee, can dehydrate. So I've heard it said for every one cup of coffee, it takes 3 cups of water to make up for it. So be sure you're getting a lot of water. Another thing to realize about caffeine is that it's been called a false stimulant. So you do have an increase in adrenaline, but your body's going through a process of creating this adrenaline to get rid of the caffeine, essentially. So keep in mind, there's actually other ways to have that increase in energy, that increase in adrenaline, and being physically active is a good way too. So I find it helpful to not just rely on stimulants, even food or sugars. You don't want to always just be relying on something, especially if it's not what you need. So having coffee all day and just reaching to foods or cups of coffee to feel energized, well, might not be ideal for your body, because your body wants to go through very natural processes like being physically active to the extent you can. So that's a great way. And having nutrient-dense foods, having the foods that are good for you. I personally like to also have a good amount of protein. So be sure you're getting what you feel good with. A lot of people do like to listen to music. I would suggest that you pay attention to the effects that different music has on you. So I've noticed certain music I'll be drawn to if I enjoy the energy of it. And yet, a short time later, I might feel drained. That happens to me with some punk rock. I like to listen to punk rock music, but then often soon after, I'm feeling like my energy was zapped. I would say pay attention to the message, because if you're really connecting with a message and it's angry or it's self-loathing or it's depressing, well, that's not lifting you up and it's not going to give you continued energy. And yet, there is music that can offer continued energy. That leads me to something else. Be sure to take breaks. Don't just work continually. Don't work until you strain. You want to rest your mind, your muscles, your eye muscles. If you're at the computer a lot, relax your face. Just relax your whole being. And if you can take a break, cut yourself loose from things that are external. We get bombarded with this and that, and so much always happening. I designed an audio track recently. It's a recording that I find beneficial to put on while taking a break. That's what it's designed for. It's called 8-Minute Reset. Uses brain entrainment to bring upon a relaxed state of mind. There's more details on that on the website. I have information on tyrusgray.com. Do take a break. Maybe that'll help you just have an immediate sense of relaxation. As far as taking care of responsibilities, it's a great idea to do first what you do not want to do. If there's any part of your to-do list that you are somewhat dreading, do that first. Get it out of the way and you'll feel so refreshed the whole rest of the day that you took care of that. Well, these are just some ideas. I encourage you to try any that resonate with you and really know that perfect, abundant energy is within. It is with you. Stop on by tyrusgray.com if you like, tyrusgray.com. We've put a lot of material on the other podcast as well, which is called Shine and Rise, a practical spiritual practice. You can find that on the website as well as iTunes and elsewhere. Well, be blessed.